Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Georgia Tech's going to handle it, but that number's a bit big. We'll talk about it in the picks. Because, Carl, by the way, you didn't bet it, but you did say at the end of the show yesterday, you like the, San Diego Superchargers. No, of course, L.A. Chargers in the dark blue last night, and they didn't monkey around with Minnesota at all.
They did.
And took care of business.
Well, I think the concern for everybody was, and this is what I'm talking about with the Dolphins, both of their starting running backs, Omarion Hampton's injured, mm-hmm. right? Najee Harris out for the season. Everybody's saying, who's going to run the ball? What's going to happen? They don't have a shot going up there to Minnesota. Or not at home against Minnesota.
Right.
Guys, they put up 30-something odd points last night. Justin Herbert was a dog. Like, and again, this gets back to, did you guys see Ladd McConkey again last night?
I had Kamani Vidal, by the way, on my bench. I didn't start him last night. I didn't trust it yet. So, yeah, but that was the next man up. And he goes 23 totes for 107. Because Jim Harbaugh knows what a commitment to the run game looks like.
It didn't matter who was in the backfield. That's the thing, man. A good win for the Chargers.
Take away Herbert's scrambles. They ran it 36 times.
It's incredible. And Herbert was picking up positive yards, too, when he was scrambling and moving the chains. We'll talk more about the Tech game, Mike. I think you're exactly right. By the way, World Series game one tonight. We will talk more about that as it starts to play out. Listen, I will tell you, this show's focus, it's going to be hard, as we said yesterday to you. One, to not root against the Dodgers. Two, to root for Toronto. But what is the interest level? And Mike said it. He's been talking about this. I don't know if Braves fans, because that's where we are, really are vested in this.
Right.
Maybe you watch a little because of Freddie, Mike. That's the only connection that a lot of Braves fans have. Outside of that, it's like, what are you watching if you're watching the World Series, unless you're just a hardcore baseball fan,
right.
Which is fine.
We were on the pre-show today, and I was talking to Day-Day, and I was like, I didn't even mention it. I mean, literally, I didn't even mention the World – apologize. I didn't mention the World Series starts tonight. Because I just – and I think I'm a lot of Americans now, baseball fans. It's more regional than it ever was. I know you and I have said as we were as big baseball fans as anybody as kids and would watch – would run home to watch the playoffs in the afternoon. But now it's like, if it's on, I'll catch it. If not, especially – once you go toe-to-toe with college and pro football, it's like not even close.
Yeah.
If the Braves are out, I'm out.
Yeah. If there was a worthy college football game on tonight, that would be on my TV.
Right.
Like, and I'm just saying, I'm not talking about, some two teams that nobody pays attention to.
Directional school.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if there was a worthy game on tonight, and there have been a bunch of these games on Friday night, I'd be watching that. There are a lot of parents, man. Friday Night Lights. Day-Day's going to another game tonight. We got the scoreboard show going on tonight. There's a lot going on, and you're saying, hey, I want you to pay attention to game one of the World Series. I just think our choices of stuff to do and our attention spans have limited us to it again. We don't just have to watch it anymore, and unless you're vested that way,
right? When it's your team, you're on every pitch. Every pitch matters. The bat, the matchups, the duel between the batter and the pitcher.
And by the way, I hope this is us next year.
And again, don't know who that manager is going to be. We mentioned at the end of the show yesterday that the Giants surprised a lot of folks by going with Vitello, the Tennessee Vols manager, who's never been a manager at any level in the pros or even a coach. So a great, great college coach, won a Natty, and has been great for the Vols. And the Giants had to buy out his deal with Tennessee, but a lot of folks are raising their eyebrows over that one.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how he will be received by
that team, right?
Yeah, by the players on that team. Because a lot of guys, Mike, again, the reason why a lot of these teams decide to go with old school guys is because they do bring that respect factor, even if they've never won a World Series. More on all of this coming up, guys. In the 3 o'clock hour, we will talk plenty of NFL. We'll run down some matchups. Mark Raimondi is going to join us from ESPN. We'll get the latest from practice today and what the Falcons are talking about up there at Flowery Branch as they get ready for Sunday. Big O's behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
What is the challenge that the Dolphins present, Coach Ra?
Very similar. You know, talking about a team that's got great speed. Very similar to the team we just played, obviously, because of Mike. Coming from that system, a lot of the similar stuff that they do on offense, great toughness on defense. You're not looking at a team that hadn't played everybody extremely tough. You know, I think they had one game they played poor, you know, very similar story to us. And they have a couple games they were right into it towards the very end. So, like, you're going to play against a National Football League pro football team that is very good and I know well-coached and I know can absolutely come out there and design something. They're trying to get wins every single day.
Yeah, they only scored 6 points, Mike, against the Browns. That's their last loss. They've lost 3 in a row. Danger. Losing 4 and 5 in a row in the NFL rarely happens.
Unless you're Dan Quinn.
Correct. But you do look at the games they've lost, 27, 21, 24, 27. They're putting up points. Can we?
Well, that's just it. I mean, let's just play our game, which I thought we were going to do in San Fran. Run the ball. The Dolphins, by the way, according to Adam Schefter, at least the word from Ross, the owner, they have no intention on moving on Mike McDaniel anytime soon. He is their coach. So there's at least a few more weeks, there's not a hot seat in the mind of the owner of the Dolphins.
Do you think he's in the in Ross's office and going?
The owner, again.
What do you think?
I don't know where that is because Greer should be fired too. That GM has kind of been able to dance through the raindrops, you know, over the years and survived everything else. But Stephen Ross, I don't know if he's just got to put some a mirror under his nose, make sure he's breathing. Is he watching what this Dolphins team has become? You know, all the soap opera, all the drama, you know, all the things that have been said by his players about a lack of a cohesive message from the coaching staff. The quarterback throwing the team under the bus. Our guys actually missing meetings. I don't know. If I own that team, McDaniel would be so gone, his head would be spinning.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, look, it is a team, Mike, and I don't know where they would go as far as who might be the options, but it's the Dolphins. Guys, I'm with Mike on this. I just don't feel like that thing's moving in the right direction. He had one good season. Really, when you look back, he's had one good season. And then they hitched their saddle to Tua, paid him the bag, and now you see where this is right now. And Tua, again, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Right. That is not good for those who keep score.
One last nugget on the Dolphins, for what it's worth. Stephen Ross, obviously pretty rich guy, he's an NFL owner. According to the Miami Herald, article that dropped this week, he turned down an offer earlier last year to sell the Dolphins for $10 billion.
Should have sold them.
He also makes more money off the Formula One weekend than he makes off the entire season on the Dolphins as far as concessions. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you and I both know that there is a being an owner in the NFL, right, the prestige that comes with that,
right.
These guys obviously could easily sell and make, you know, 10 times their money back from when they bought these teams. That's like Jerry Jones, Mike. It's never leaving the Jones family. And that thing's going to be his grandkids. That stuff's never leaving the Jones
family.
He's
got a succession plan for his daughter, apparently. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, is worth $17
billion. It's a lot of dough. Hey, Daily Download is brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. Tonight, Quinn Snyder, what happens with our Hawks? They are taking on the Magic, 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I are going until 6:30. Then you got the pregame show leading into what should be an interesting matchup. Look, I'd love to tell you this team is going to get connected in game two, but Mike, it really wasn't about that. It was about defense. It was about the lack of transition defense in the first game of the season.
We didn't play defense.
That's correct. Quinn Snyder, here's what he said, Mike, about the schedule. Because remember, and if you guys aren't familiar, they start the season at home, right, the other night.
Toronto, right.
But then like 5 of the next 7 are on the road.
Against some really good teams, starting with Orlando, who is good and physical and big and can do some of the things that Barnes did along with Toronto. So hopefully we get it in gear. But this will be a true test of our sort of center by committee when it's not Porzingis, et cetera, right?
It's true. Here's Quinn Snyder, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
I think this team, you know, in the growth process, you're going to take some lumps, you know. And I think the challenge is they've got to help you get better. And, you know, we know the schedule. We know we don't have a – we have a tough schedule. You know, we go around Orlando on the road. We got OKC. We have, you know, we're on the road a good portion of November. And we, you know, you want to win every game.
This is true.
I think that you're not – I don't think you don't want to sound like an make excuses for the coach and say, look, preseason is like a minute in the NBA. So it's going to take a while for all these new faces to kind of coalesce. Fans don't want to hear that when you look as flat as we did on Wednesday night against Toronto.
Let's hope they put a better effort out there tonight. Again, you'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Meanwhile, Chauncey Billups' lawyers release a statement on his arrest and these allegations. I want you to hear New York Police Department Commish Jessica Tisch talking about the players using the information they provided for these prop bets.
Players and associates allegedly used inside information to manipulate prop bets on major sports betting platforms. They placed wagers on unders on players to score less, rebound less, assist less, using information that was not yet public.
Now, the word is Adam Silver. They're having conversations at the league office, going to deal with some of their partners. I would imagine ESPN. It's funny. Carl and I were just talking about this off the air. If this was ESPN, what, 10, 15 years ago, there'd be a Bob Lee special on this right now, airing right now at like 2 in the afternoon. But no, they're partners. But I think the individual player prop bets are going to come off the boards. And maybe you'll have to. They'll have a program or a formula where somebody's got to be top 25 in scoring for you to bet on his over-unders.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree.
You feel me on that, Day-Day?
I think the prop bets that are coming off the board are the lesser players who don't play consistently.
Right. If you average less than 10 minutes a game, there's no way I can bet on you.
Yes.
Right. Or they'll come up with some line for that.
I agree. And again, they're going to say, we're not stopping you from putting whatever you want to put on the game, but they can make those rules, and I think they eventually will. And by the way, their partnerships with these betting companies, Mike, that's the other part about this. Somebody said, well, they're just going to pull all – they're not pulling out of that. Man, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sports gambling's not going anywhere. And I've seen it. You know, I saw our good friend David Pollack was talking about it. And I know, like, I love Dave. I had to teach Dave how to, you know, bet and what point spreads were and overs and unders and all that. We used to do the picks. But it's actually cleaner now than it's ever been for stuff like this. I mean, as we said, you can go all the way back to the 1940s and 50s and when you had point shaving scandals that almost ruined men's college basketball. So it was as bad as like the Black Sox in 1919 in fixing a game. But now with everything out there and all the different companies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Companies and the digital platforms, the algorithms catch anything which is irregular. So all of a sudden, action on a nobody that now jumps 150%, they catch it, they flag it, and there's an investigation on it.
Yeah.
So it is safe. The thing is, you still have people that either have an addiction or a weakness, depending on who you talk to, or people that have been, let's be honest, had leverage on them from people like unscrupulous types like the mob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.